Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome to the Metal Geeks podcast, everybody. I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry the Metal Geek, along with...
Brutal Dave.
George motherfucking Tripses.
Comical JC.
We actually came up with a new nickname for Dave earlier. We're watching
more than just Brutal. He can't have more than just Brutal.
His name is now Brutal Doom.
Brutal Doom Dave.
Because there's a version of Doom coming out called Brutal Doom.
No, it's been out for ages.
Oh,
it's a mod for the old Doom called Brutal Doom, and it's fucking ridiculous.
It is.
It's like if Doom was ever violent and over the top before, they cranked it up to 11. And it's utterly ridiculous. It has to be seen to be believed.
Awesome.
So, but yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Kerry got a new nickname too.
Right? Oh yeah,
the show. Yeah, it's all the same in the dark. Kerry Gordon. Is that my nickname?
So yeah, I have an Alexa at home. Right. It's a weird story. So if you're offended by this, I am completely sorry. It was not me. We have an Alexa.
It was Amazon.
It was Amazon. It was Amazon.
Now the NSA is listening to every word you're saying.
But, you know, when you just go home, we clean up or whatever. We'll say, hey, Alexa, play Spotify. And I'll start playing my Spotify list. This time, we always joke around. We're like, hey, Alexa. And see, now it's talking in the other room. Alexa, suck my dick. So this time, it started playing a song. What was it called?
Suck my dick.
It was pretty close. Which one of you queers is going to suck my dick?
That was it.
That was the name of the song.
That was the name of the song.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Read a couple lines of the...
don't know if I want to, man. It's really, really bad.
The first, like, two paragraphs are pretty
hilarious. From an artist named Wheeler Walker Jr.
Did you listen to it?
We did listen to it.
The song is actually terrible because it sounds like a country version of Elvis.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Isn't Elvis already country?
It's a little more country than Elvis, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here's
a little more blues.
All right, there you go.
I will read my favorite line in the whole song. All right, baby, step on up. Step on up to the microphone. Not the microphone. I mean my dick. My dick is like a metaphor for a microphone.
Ba-dum-psst.
That's the lyrics in the song.
Clever writing.
You should read the first paragraph.
I don't think I want to read the first paragraph.
To go into detail about
this is why this podcast is rated...
M-A.
M-A for sure. N-S-F-W.
M-A-M-G.
M-A-M-G. Metal Geeks... Mature.
Mature metal
mature
geeks.
Mature metal geeks.
As we talk about sucking my dick.
Wow. All right, so what have you been up to? I know Dave's been busy.
I've been exceedingly busy. I think for the last 2, maybe 3 weeks at this point, been working 15, 18-hour days, sleeping a couple hours a night, and it's all been... in lead up to opening the shop at Sherwood Forest Fair, which opened last weekend. So I can breathe a little bit now because the big part is done. Now it's just kind of maintaining. And
you want to show everybody a little bit of your
yeah.
Brain?
So for the
we're not interesting enough to him. So he's actually drawing too. He's multitasking.
I have to produce.
It is badass. Dude.
It is very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Like I like all the art you've been posting. Like
thank
you. All your stuff is very cool.
Thank you.
But you can get more of this at your website, correct?
Soon.
Okay.
Soon. It's not... I actually have... I'm opening a online shop for Red Viking Dave art, and it's technically there, but there's nothing in it yet. I just opened it before I came over here today. But soon I will have prints and other goodies with my artwork on it.
Awesome.
Available.
Awesome.
Coming up soon. So
that's very cool.
So Sherwood Forest finally opened last weekend. It rained all weekend long. It literally rained from the gate opening on Saturday to the gate opening on Sunday. It did not stop. Rained all night long. So by Sunday, the whole place was a horrible, muddy, disgusting mess, and nobody showed up. So not a super great opening weekend for us, but... I'm not discouraged by it. It's going to be fun. everything's going to be cool.
You're hanging out and working in a Ren Faire. I mean, that's pretty cool in itself.
We're
one of our viewers really likes your art, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Where I can watch the joust from my shop, which that's is kind of awesome. Fun. They actually do full contact at this one. Like, they actually knock each other off of horses. And
so how much are tickets to get in?
I don't know.
I'm thinking about going over there one weekend.
Yeah, so am I.
Rob Zip's been there.
Yeah, I know.
He came
Rob
by.
Rob Zip's been everywhere.
Yeah.
If we show up, we'll definitely stop by.
No, Johnny did, though, who was with him. They were...
Johnny from Warlocks?
Yeah.
Johnny Nies.
Nice, nice,
yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yep, he bought one of my large prints, which was cool.
Oh, that's
appreciate
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
So he was actually he doesn't know this, but he was actually my first sale out there. So
you never forget your first.
I was about to say that, but the first time for everything.
I remember who bought our comic the first time. It was like a couple of college kids.
It was a guy who was making his own college film.
Right, he was doing participating in that film festival at the Compalooza.
Still got the poster.
Yeah.
Can't remember his name, but I got his poster.
That's right.
There you go. So it's going to be, how long is the event run for?
Runs through April.
Okay.
So, yeah, and it's Saturday and Sunday every weekend. I think it's also Friday next weekend because of spring break.
Oh, yeah. Got an important question for you. How's the beer?
I haven't had any yet.
Mm.
It's too much.
But there's a tavern literally like right outside our door.
Is it magical?
And, like, what's the name of it? It's a new thing out there. It's lion themed, like a heraldry lion.
Is the same kind of food that they have, like, you know, sausage on a stick, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I feel like they have.
I'm not talking about the music.
I'm sure you're not. Okay.
I feel like they have a wider variety.
It's all the
of
same
stuff.
In the dark, right?
Yeah. Pretty much. But we actually have a pretty cool setup there. We have like a little apartment built into the back of our shop that we're actually staying in out there. And we're like making our own food and stuff out there and everything.
Cool,
so,
man.
Wow.
So
very cool.
That's actually pretty cool.
So
I'm going to have to come out there one weekend and check it out.
Y'all should. It'll be fun.
I want to make a weekend trip to Austin because I haven't been to Austin since like last year, and that was for a work trip. So. Wasn't very.
It's not all the way in Austin, is it?
No,
it's about 40 miles outside of Austin.
You don't have to go. Well, I guess if you want to make a trip out of Austin,
but I do want to. I want to go to Austin.
Yeah,
yay, Austin.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin hates Austin.
No, I don't.
We're not sponsored by them. So.
The city of Austin.
The city of Austin sponsoring our podcast now.
I always have a good time.
If they turn into the first 5 minutes of the show, they'd probably not be sponsoring anymore.
Well, I don't know where you lost them at. Was it the song or just saying hello?
Probably just hello.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Then the song didn't help.
Definitely at the song.
We might have to play a clip of that song somewhere in this episode.
Play it at the end.
Play it its entirety at the end.
No, I don't know about the entirety of it.
Just the nice, your favorite part of the song.
You're great.
What about you, Justin? What have you been up to?
Well, it's been a while since I've been on Metal Geeks because I've been so busy.
That's right.
Issue 2 of our comic came out.
Woohoo!
Finally have that.
I'm really excited for
it. Yeah, let me show you guys a picture.
This doesn't make for great audio.
It does not make for great audio, but yeah.
People know what we're talking about.
I'm really excited about issue 2, and we're launching the Kickstarter for issue 3 on March 18th, so I've been really busy prepping for that.
I really like issue 2 because towards the back of the book, there's a guy that looks like Penn Teller. It's actually me.
It is you.
I know.
Has your name.
I know. My name's in the book. That's awesome.
Gordon's Pub.
Gordon's Pub.
Yep. And we're doing a live Kickstarter launch party at 8th Dimension Comics. Yep. But I also started writing for HorrorGeekLife.com, which I had mentioned on this show before. I've started doing movie reviews for them, and
I've read some of them.
Yeah, what do you think?
Like, the comment I made is like, you're the guy that can come on the show in any property, comic book, movie. Tell us what it's about, and you know the entire story, and you can recite it. So you're perfect for doing those kind of reviews.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Me, I'm like I lose. My memory is not good enough to remember every little detail like you can.
Well, if anybody wants to check out my reviews, horrorgeeklife.com. I've been watching a lot of like indie horror films, and they've been pretty fun, at least all the ones I've watched so far. So
interesting, at least.
Go check them out. Yeah. And
indie stuff is good. Everybody needs to get their stuff out there.
Yeah, yeah. I like supporting indie comics and musicians and creators of any kind. So, yeah, I'm big on indie stuff. So
the exciting thing about indie stuff is always that they... no matter who they are, like that's the place where you can take risks and that's where interesting stuff happens.
Yeah,
you know, that's the fun of it. So, video games is the same way.
Yep.
So,
indie is good.
Indie is good.
Indeed.
Well, they mentioned, well, besides being indie good, they're going to be another Indiana Jones movie.
Well, that. It was inevitable.
I know, but like,
they mentioned that back when Force Awakens was announced.
Yeah, but then now they're really sort of working towards it.
Yeah, they got
it. Is Shia LaBeouf going to be in it?
No. But they need to do it before Harrison Ford's dead.
Well, they could. They have green screen footage of him. They can throw him in there if they wanted to.
They could digitally enhance him. Digitally and put him in the movie.
Not.
So, I've been playing a video game recently. Can you imagine that?
No.
Guess what I've been playing?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Well, besides that, yeah. I picked up the remaster of that, of course. Playing that last night, man, Galactus is a pain in the butt in that game. It took me like 4 or 5 times to actually defeat him.
I think the last Marvel Capcom game I played was Marvel Capcom 2, the arcade version.
People want to know why you look so fancy, Carrie.
Oh, that's not people. That's my wife. She knows.
She's not people.
She's not people.
She's not harsh. People.
Because that was it. Yeah.
She's whatever. My property, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah. No. Gonna, today is International Women's Day, so
that's
no.
That's right. Hold on.
No.
Well, in an hour, it won't be.
The same in the dark. That's what he keeps saying.
I never said that. It's not all the same in the dark. Get that shit off me now. So what I have been playing, a game on my Wii U. I haven't even turned that system on in probably like a year, but I really wanted to play the new Zelda game, Breath of the Wild.
Is it on the Wii U?
It is on the Wii U.
Available on the whatchamacallit.
And I did not want to spend $350 on a brand new system just to play one game. So I got the Wii U version. And I gotta tell you, that game is really, really, really good.
For nothing but good stuff about
it. It's difficult. I'm maybe like 2 hours into it. I just got past like the first major part of the game. You have to find 4 temples and get some stuff, and then you like able to go to the next section. And I just started that last night. But it's a lot of fun. I don't have any good weapons or any good. So there's some enemies in there that can kill you with like one hit.
So it's like Fable for Zelda, huh? That's what people explained it.
Yes, maybe a little Fable.
Nothing wrong with that, though. I liked Fable.
It's very Skyrim-y. It's
Skyrim-y.
You can get a job in it and get a Skyrim job.
Wow.
But it's a huge, wide-open game. It's a lot of fun so far. It actually really looks good on the Wii U. I mean, people complaining. The Switch can do, like, what, 900p per whatever.
900 P's? Wow.
900 of them P's.
We don't usually record this late, guys.
No, we don't. And the Wii U can actually do 720p, and it doesn't look bad. I mean, it doesn't really have any frame drops or anything like that, so it's fine.
So you're only playing in 720 and not in 4K?
Yeah, well, I don't think either of them do a full.
No, they don't. The new one doesn't do 4K?
Mm.
No.
It's only like 900p.
It's only 1080p.
Nintendo's always like.
It's 900.
It's a lot of P's.
It doesn't even get to 1080. It's not even full HD. So,
oh, really? Yeah. That's lame.
But on the screen, apparently, the actual tablet part of the Switch is supposed to look really, really good.
So, I don't really care for the Switch at all.
Yeah. I've heard people having problems with it already. So
already, wow.
I barely have time to touch my Xbox One. So
I know
I certainly don't have time for a Nintendo Switch.
He gets to look at it when he passes by.
I'm like, oh, I remember that. That used to be fun.
I'm really enjoying Breath of the Wild on the Wii U, and it's something I'm going to really
spend
more hours into.
You like Zelda beforehand, though.
Like the early Zelda. I didn't really like the last couple of games; weren't very good. Like Twilight Princess, I couldn't get into.
Twilight Princess was okay.
Yeah, it was just. I think the last
one
I maybe
liked. I
liked
Wind Waker a lot more.
I loved Wind Waker. People bitched about the art style, but I loved it, actually.
That's
I think that was the last.
Like kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all like cel shaded and stuff.
I think that was the last Zelda game on the console that I really, really enjoyed, besides this new one. So.
All right.
Yeah.
And you said Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I just picked that up, the remaster. You can only buy the physical version at the GameStops. So I had to venture into one of those places yesterday and pick one up, and walked up there like, yeah, I want to pick up Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on the Xbox One. Do you have a reservation? No. We don't have a reservation?
They only sell it to you if you have a reservation?
I was about to ask them that, and she's like, oh, well, we have one left. I'm like, well, then I'll buy it. What's the deal?
Wouldn't it be easier just to go to Best Buy?
The only GameStop sells it. The physical version. They got some special deal. That's you can stupid. Download it as a digital version, but to buy the actual physical disc is only at GameStop. Mm. Stop saying GameStop because we're not...
They've apparently dropped their controversial sales program.
I've been wanting to talk about that controversial little sales problem. We never did.
I remember it came up and Carrie wanted to talk about it, but it was like one of the weeks where you and I couldn't make it to record. So we
never talked about it.
So I guess we could talk about it tonight.
Yeah.
Or if anybody else that's out there listening has any topic ideas they want us to touch on, you know, let us know.
Yep. Topics if you're watching right now live. But let's discuss this whole GameStop thing real quick. How many people here have worked at GameStop? I know you have.
I have, yeah.
I have. What about you guys? No?
50%.
You guys made it out lucky.
I worked at
McDonald's. I don't know if I can say that.
Well, I worked at Blockbuster, which is just as bad.
I worked at Blockbuster, too.
I never worked at Blockbuster. I worked at Value Video, though. Movies. It was also called Movies and Munchies. It was a really horrible little video store.
Did they sell weed
there? No. They sold candy, though.
Well, I mean, Movies and Munchies.
My buddy, at one point, we had like softcore porn section.
Oh, the adult section.
The adult section. So he took that and put it next to, this is going to be the people from the 90s, I remember this, put it next to the candy and put a sign above it that said Marcy Playground.
Hmm.
And see how many, he wanted to see how many people would get that. Yeah, I don't get that, do you?
What a clever
sex
joke.
Sex and candy.
No, we all got it. It just wasn't that funny.
Well, he's dead now, so feel bad.
Wow. I do feel bad.
I don't feel bad.
That turned dark.
That turned really dark. It's all the same in the dark, right?
And Blockbuster, when they all the softcore stuff was already blended in, like because they didn't want to like make an adult section.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the drama section, it'd be like softcore porn filtered in with the drama, or in the sci-fi section.
That job there was so horrible because nobody cared what you did. It was just...
I find that a good thing.
I know. I'd play video games the whole time.
I watched
talking
the
about
whole
it,
day.
At GameStop?
No. Movies and Munchies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, GameStop.
Blockbuster was awesome. I played whatever I wanted on the screens.
Yeah.
Unless it was a busy day where the manager was in, then I would have to play something G-rated. But when
those
he wasn't...
annoying days, yeah.
When he wasn't there, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Those non-G-rated
days.
All day
long, right?
Or Candyman, or like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Phantasm. I watched Phantasm there
I've never
once.
Seen that movie.
Really? You've never seen Phantasm?
Really?
Mm-hmm. I bought it on Blu-ray not that
I've always
ago.
Wanted
need
to see
it.
I've never seen that one.
I actually haven't seen that one either.
What?
So, yeah.
Oh, we need a
I've seen Phantasm 2.
Party.
I think so.
I've seen Phantasm 2 and not understand a word that or a thing that was going on. I was like, man, this looks cool.
You didn't see the first one.
Well, this looks cool. Well, there was a prologue in the beginning
didn't
of the movie.
Didn't they just release like Ravager? Which like a
Yeah, the fourth installment is Ravager.
I never saw 3.
Yeah, 3's okay.
What was 3 about?
I don't know.
It's been
more Phantasm?
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I don't think
I didn't watch
do it
that one either.
Explaining it.
Phantasmer?
It's more phantasmic than 1 and 2.
Wow. But let's go back to this GameStop thing really quick. So they had this policy instigated recently where not only store level, but employee level were getting in trouble if they weren't selling more used items.
So they've always kind of done that.
No, they've always done that.
But
yeah, but
it was this specific model. I think they called it the Circle of Life.
Yep.
Basically, all of their transactions had to have a specific breakdown, percentage wise. There had to be a certain percentage of like membership sold to a certain percentage of pre-orders.
Right, and if you came in looking for something new. To keep their ratios up, they would either tell you they didn't have it or try to sell you... Well, of course, they would try to sell you something used, but they would just tell you they didn't have it in stock.
Right. And it was all the ratio game.
Yep.
It was all to try to keep the numbers right and not about actually helping people get what they came in for.
Exactly
or what they
right.
wanted. And they... There was even an account, I think it was like what one of the accounts I read was like Watch Dogs 2, the publisher had like knocked the price down to like $40 new, but GameStop was still selling used copies
for $54
or whatever. And because people needed their pre-owned ratio higher, people would come in looking for Watch Dogs, and they would be like, "Oh, we're out of new copies," even though they had them, and would sell them the $15
exactly
more
right
pre-owned. instead. And there were a lot of accounts of this kind of it's a mismanagement of incentives. It's a horrible management problem because you've set the incentives for your employees in the complete wrong place. And so
you're setting them up for failure.
You can't blame them for engaging in this behavior when you've incentivized them to engage in this behavior.
And if you've been to a GameStop recently, most of the stuff that they sell in there, it's stuff you can buy at SeatGeek. So it's a lot of collectibles like Funko and, you know, blind boxes and all that. So that counts against their
SeatGeek owns them now?
Yeah, they're the same company.
I didn't know GameStop that. Owns yeah. SeatGeek.
Oh, no. It's the other way around. Yeah. I thought SeatGeek owned them.
Yeah, it is GameStop, though. But, I mean, if you look, some of the GameStop now, they knew what was going on. So half the store is devoted to collectibles, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Or Funko Pops.
Well, not just that, but just like high-end collectibles too, like statues and things like that too.
Sure.
And so
nobody buys it, and it goes on clearance eventually.
So this was kind of a big thing, and a lot of GameStop employees who I guess were either feeling stressed out by it or were feeling guilty about screwing customers, basically, were coming out. A lot of them anonymously, you know, in places like Reddit and other kind of online places where they could speak with some anonymity and not get in trouble. We're coming out and saying, yes, this is what's going on, and it's company-wide. It's the stores, it's at the employee level, everything, and the backlash from it has been such that I guess GameStop announced within the last couple of days that they're not doing this program anymore.
Way to keep your PR happy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
I don't really buy much at GameStop. I mean, I have the Best Buy, you know, Gamer Club unlocked, so I get 20% off anything new. So why even go into a GameStop except for this kind of thing, you know? We can only buy it there. Even their used stuff is even really worth it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you can get a used game for $54, I can buy it brand new for $46, $47. There's a... What's... You know.
Yep.
Word.
I'm just making my point, god damn it. So, have you seen any movies recently, Mr. Movie Man?
I have. I've seen... three movies since we last talked.
I might have seen one of those too.
Have you seen Get Out yet? Have we talked
I have
about
not
it?
Seen Get Out yet. I really have want I, to.
So good.
Have we talked about that?
No, I haven't seen it. It looks good.
Yeah, I saw Get Out, which is amazing. I enjoyed it very much. And then I saw Logan.
I saw Logan last week on Thursday.
I saw it on Friday. I saw it in IMAX, though.
I saw it in Dolby Theater in First Colony. So the seats vibrated and all this kind of stuff.
The 4D thing?
Yeah. It wasn't really 4D. It was just loud.
Did the seat moved?
No, it didn't move. It was just loud.
Gotcha.
And it sort of vibrated to some of the beats in the movie.
It's definitely worth seeing in IMAX if you get the extra coin to go see it.
Okay.
And what else? I saw Kong Skull Island on Monday.
I want to talk about that next time, because I'm looking forward to seeing that this weekend.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the guy who directed this movie directed a little indie feature before this called The Kings of Summer, which is like these two kids, or three kids, kind of like running away from their problems and like living out in the woods.
Really?
And it's a comedy, or a dramedy, I guess, and now he's a...
Doing
King Kong movies.
It's a bit of a jump.
Yeah, it's a big jump. Without, and it looks great.
Without spoiling anything, you mentioned a little bit that the storyline's not great, but how is the movie overall? Is it? I mean, the trailers make it look amazing.
Not that the storyline's not great. There's not much of a storyline, because everything you need to know about the plot is in the trailer. Like,
get to the island, fight stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good.
They
that's
get
good
to the island, fuck, we need to get off the island.
Yeah.
Is basically the whole plot.
We made a mistake.
Yeah. This is a bad idea.
It's like the ride at Universal. Get on, okay, this is, let's get off.
Sam Jackson was great. Everybody in that movie was great. Tom Hiddleston was cool, even though they gave him like a 300 moment.
Okay, so from the trailers, it looks like Tom Hiddleston isn't in it that much.
He's in it the whole entire movie.
Okay.
I think like maybe the first 20 or 10 minutes he's not in it, but
who else was in it?
John Goodman's in it.
John Goodman, that's right.
Brie Larson, chick who's going to play Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Danny McBride, that was in Straight Outta Compton, who played Dr. Dre.
Isn't he on the new 24 show too?
He is on the new 24 show. He was in the movie.
Isn't Danny McBride in it too?
No,
he?
John C. Reilly.
Oh, John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly was great in this movie.
He's good.
God, every line in this movie, he was hilarious.
Wow.
I don't know if they intended it for him to be funny, but he was funny every moment.
He just is.
I like everything he does.
Like the part, it's in the trailer, so I'm not really spoiling anything, but it's like when the Marines connect with him and he's like laughing. He's like, "You shouldn't have come here. We're all going to die." It's pretty great.
He's like the old man, crazy man living on the island already.
Right. He's a World War II pilot that crashed on the island. And then...
Take place?
In the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, 70s.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's kind of like they're making a parallel. They were trying a political statement, like how that was a crazy time in politics, and now it's a crazy time in politics. So it kind of makes sense how...
Trump King Kong?
Everybody be afraid of the big monkey.
No, wait, Kong is the hero in this storyline.
Even usually?
It depends. I guess it depends on what movie
wasn't
you watch.
The Jack Black one who wasn't... He's just a big misunderstood hero.
Well, yeah.
The Jack Black one was about like love. He was a misunderstood creature.
Yeah.
And he was destroyed by love is what.
So let's briefly discuss Logan without any spoilers, because there's two people in this room that haven't seen it yet.
Well, there's really not much to spoil. Justin read all the comics. He knows what it's about.
Well,
I didn't. Well, I mean, we're not going to really ruin anything. You know what you need to know in the trailer.
Is Wolverine in it?
Wolverine is in it. And his name is Logan.
Oh, that's why the name of the movie was Logan. All right, I got it now.
I thought that was the little girl's name. I got really confused for a minute. I'm sorry.
I forgot what the little girl's name was.
Laura.
Laura, thank you. X-23. I just kept calling her X-23. Yeah. I had a...
Did they ever... I don't remember they ever calling her that in the movie.
They didn't. It was like a pamphlet that they were looking at, and it said X-23. Hence why the big bad is, whatchamacallit.
Yep. We're not giving that.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. Man, was Patrick Stewart great in this fucking movie?
He was
or
great.
Not? They just let him off the rails and say every curse word he ever wanted to say.
he pretty much did.
I don't know if it fits for Charles Xavier's character to be like that.
But his mind, he was having
degenerative brain disease.
Yeah, so... It sort of makes sense for that character to be.
And they changed the. Well, they took elements from Old Man and Logan.
Briefly. A little bit of elements, not a lot.
Well, if you know Old Man Logan, like, you know that Wolverine was responsible for killing all the X-Men.
Yep.
So they kind of.
Flipped that a
little bit in this story.
I liked Caliban, Stephen Merchant.
I like Stephen Merchant. He was playing Caliban.
Yeah, he's Caliban in the movie, which is great.
The pale dude?
Yeah, the pale dude.
The albino guy?
Yep. Which is like the second appearance of
Caliban. He was in Apocalypse. Yeah. That's why
totally different. That's right.
Totally different actor though.
It's like the Quicksilver thing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't it different?
But those were two different.
I thought it was
companies.
The same actor.
No, different guy.
It was?
Yeah, totally different guy.
I don't remember. Apocalypse was horrible. So
is that wiped out too?
I never saw that one. I still haven't.
You're
seen
not
it.
Missing out anything.
Logan is a great movie though. It's not okay.
It's definitely a great.
It's
movie.
Not a superhero movie. I look at it more as a character piece that features superhero people.
It's an X-Men movie.
It is very fucking violent.
Excellent.
It's great violence. Make violence great again. They did.
Deadpool
did it first.
Deadpool did it first.
Well, because of Deadpool, it allowed them to
really go wide open.
Unleash the claws and...
Oh, I see what you did there.
And go all... Go all
did
out.
You see the Deadpool 2 teaser yet?
I did see the Deadpool 2 teaser. I thought that was hilarious.
Did you see the extended version?
The
one they released online with the extended, because the one I saw in the theater didn't have the Stan Lee cameo in it.
Oh, well, the extended one was only in the IMAX one, I think.
Okay. Makes sense. It was great, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was funny.
Okay, so watching
I thought it was part of the movie, because the way it showed in because like all the trailers are finished.
Yep.
And they said same feature way. Presentation, and then the Deadpool showed. I'm like, wait, what the fuck's going on? Like, Deadpool's in this
I will now? Tell you, when they had that really cool... There's some really cool shots, like that panning shot when he was walking, and they, like, go up, and he takes his hoodie off. Everybody in the theater just, like, erupted in like, laughter and applause.
I like the...
it was great.
The analogy they made to Superman was great.
Yes.
Yeah. That cracked me up so much.
There's some great Easter eggs in that little trailer, too, and it's online, so if you haven't seen it yet... the phone booth had Nathan Summers was here.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it.
That. Okay.
There were some Firefly posters hanging on the wall for some reason.
Well, because he was his face supposedly supposed to be in it in some capacity.
Who?
Nathan Fillion? Yeah. Is at least what I heard.
Maybe. Is he going to be Cable?
I don't think so.
I don't know. He could be Cable, couldn't he?
Sure.
If he gets buffed enough.
He's buffed out a little bit.
No.
Hey, if Chris Pratt can get buffed out, I don't know.
Sure.
Cable's pretty tall, though. He's like 6'7".
Yeah.
Of course, I guess they play fast and loose with height anyways.
Speaking of Cable tall. And Deadpool, the Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom, it comes with all the DLC you could ever get for it. And one of the bonus costumes for Deadpool is him dressed up as Cable.
That's pretty great.
And because the beginning intro is like, you saw Cable in this game, but he's not. It's just me. It's pretty great.
Yeah, so Logan's Grid. I liked it a lot.
Y'all need to see it when you get a chance, because I think you really would enjoy it.
I really thought they were going to end it a certain way. Like, I thought they were going to pull like a BVS moment, but they didn't. And I'm happy that they didn't.
What do you mean a BVS moment?
A Batman versus Superman moment.
Okay.
They're going to find out.
Make it crappy?
Both their moms were named Martha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to make it a crappy movie. Is that what you're going to talk about?
No. That's not what I was talking about.
I think
I'm trying to do my best to not spoil it.
No, I know. The ending, I think, was perfect for this movie.
It's good for the character. It's a good way to send it off, especially if they ever decide to later on.
And they introduce characters that could be from the New Mutants.
Well, they talk about the New Mutants.
Yeah.
They definitely mention it twice in the show.
Yep. But one of them specifically, they mention, you meet Richter.
It's the stepping stool to doing X-Force.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm so excited for them to get to the X-Force movie. So excited for that.
And
because they're doing a New Mutants movie too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing New Mutants and then X-Force.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's the next X-Men film, is X-Men New Mutants, besides Deadpool.
I was a huge fan of the New Mutants like in the early 90s. Man, loved them. X-Force 2, all that stuff.
Yeah.
More than so than some of the regular X-Men series, you know?
I have like 4 of every issue of New Mutants except for the Deadpool first appearance. So I'm hoping they just like skyrocket when the movie comes out.
Make some money.
My 98 got stolen somehow by somebody.
Oh, that sucks.
I don't have one anymore.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
That sucks. All right, so I guess that's our intro.
Yeah, or our show.
What we've been up to. That's our, yeah, we might come back, we might not. So we actually got a George Hayes medal that Dave brought to the table. And
there we go.
Something very fucking different. You're going to be
very fucking different. Very not just fucking different. Yeah, very
George is,
fucking
you're
different.
Really going to hate it, George.
Awesome.
Yes.
Because that's what they love to do.
Anything else? Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
Go see Kong. It's out Friday. And go see Logan if you haven't seen it yet. And if Get Out's still in theaters, go see that too.
Agreed on all points.
Yep.
I'll be right back.
All stuff I want to see.
Me too.
Triumphatus sad.
So that was George Hates Metal. This is something brought to you by Dave. I'll let Dave take this over from here.
Okay, first, what did you think about it?
So it's very atmospheric. I could see Dave listening to this on a dark, stormy night, drawing away.
Have done, yes.
Yeah. I can see why he likes it.
Looking out the creepy old house.
Yeah, while the fog is rolling in. You know, it's all right. It sounds cool. I like the pipe organs and the guitar. It doesn't sound bad. It just sounds like a poorly edited project, like a solo guy's project that he wanted to do in his garage. And he had all these instruments lying around, so he did it.
What did you guys think about it? Then I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
I
know already.
I think it's like great background music for drawing or doing other things. Like, I don't know if I listen to it all the time. Like, I prefer heavier, faster stuff. I might fall asleep if I was listening to it and driving.
I always had a feeling that I needed more pipe organ in my life, and it turns out I do. So
that sounds like a Hammond in there.
No, it is. There's some other more pipe organy stuff that happens elsewhere. So anyway, what this is?
Well, what about my opinion?
What is your
opinion matters?
No,
all
it
opinions.
Does it?
Yeah. All
does
opinions it? Matter. Yes, all
They're
opinions
all the
matter.
In the dark.
Opinions matter. All say in the dark.
You're not gonna let that go.
Like I said earlier, the first song we listened to, it definitely has like a Haunted Mansion vibe to it.
Yeah.
Which is probably why you like it a lot. That's why I like it. And the song we just heard was the song. Let's talk about the song we actually are going to play.
You already closed Spotify.
What was it called?
Yeah, the name is Latin, I think. Triumphator Sad.
Yeah.
Is the name of the one that we just listened to.
Trying to pull it back up. But
your wife's writing you out. She says it's what you've been sleeping to.
Why you been having
Have you been sleeping to this music?
Yes.
And you're wondering why you're having like these weird nightmares?
No.
Okay. We know that. We know.
No.
Now we know. No, it's but the song we heard was sort of like the heavier guitars throughout. It reminded me of a boss battle from a Castlevania game.
Yeah.
Especially like the handheld like 3DS games. That's what it felt like.
All right, it was cool. I mean, it, like I said, it sounds like it belongs in a movie or a video game.
So, the album was called what? In Quada Semper Stat Venerum.
And the name of the band is called Ejacula.
No, just Jacula.
Like Dracula, but
like
with
Dracula,
a J.
Ejacula.
No E. It's not. It's not electronic.
That sounds like a movie monster you and I would create.
It's me, Ejacula.
From a friend here in Houston that used to listen to KPFT, Bill Bates.
I want to spit on your neck.
My friend Bill Bates, who passed away, one of his radio shows was actually called Ejacula Radio for a long time.
There you go. Yep. See?
So tell us about this band.
So I don't remember what publication wrote about this last week that I read their article on it. But the headline was this very like sensational, did this band create black metal in 1969? Okay, so this album is from 1969. But the pedigree of it is very much in question.
Oh, wow.
Right.
All right. That's very interesting.
So, why the pedigree is in question is because here's the story of how the album got made in the first place. The guy who wrote all of the music is an occultist who claims that all of the music was channeled to him by spirits and that he. Then
like
had to find
any good black metal is.
Right that he then had to find musicians who would be willing to play this stuff with him. Okay, so he eventually got this group together and they recorded this album and released 333 copies of the album that only went to friends and members of the occult community in Italy and other places around Europe. They're from Italy. Okay, so that's where this came from. At some point So this thing was not widely released. At some point along the way, the guitarist went back and re-recorded whole sections of it, which is why obviously you're getting these guitar tones in what we listen to that don't sound like anything that happened in 1969.
Those guitar tones are definitely not from 1969. No. They were definitely overdubbed.
Like, yeah. So, but I feel like there's a lo-fi quality to it that you spoke to, but I feel like it still works. Like he still made it fit pretty well. And once he did the remaster or whatever you want to call it to it, it did get a little bit wider release at that point. But it's this kind of thing that,
well, yeah, it's on Spotify now.
Yeah.
it's pretty wide.
And, it's this kind of weird, anachronism because if you're going to consider it a heavy metal album, which there's certainly elements of, then, you know, it predates Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
At 1969.
By about a year. Yeah.
And that's interesting to me. I think that's a really interesting kind of, like I said, it's an anachronism because we don't really know how much of what we are listening to is from then and how much of it was put in later.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a lot of fun just to think about that there were people thinking this way at that point.
It's a very modern style. I mean, to exist back then it's very interesting.
Like
I wouldn't believe that if it wasn't coming from you.
Yeah.
So
like you said, it's early black metal, really.
Like
raw early black metal.
So, and really a lot of the album is a lot of organ and timpani and chanting and stuff like that. The track that we just listened to is probably like the heaviest one. And it definitely has like a proto black metal, kind of a old school Bathory Celtic Frost sort of feel to it. I think it's a lot of fun. Yes, I have been sleeping to it, but I've also not been sleeping to it. I've listened to this album a bunch of times this week, and I'm really enjoying it. So it's just weird. It's weird, and that's interesting to me.
So final opinion from George here.
Sure. It's cool. It's definitely an interesting story.
Yeah.
Whether I'd listen to it or not, if it was on, it was on. I wouldn't like rush to turn it off. It's definitely not like King Diamond bad.
Wow. You heard it here. Not King Diamond bad. We're going to put that on the album. George from Metal Geeks. Not King Diamond bad. Damn.
So how much do you not like King Diamond?
A lot.
You know, he lives here in Texas, so he can come find you.
Totally fine.
Yeah, he lives in North Texas. I used to see his drummer in the grocery store all the time. Yeah.
You know what the real name is? Kim, too, right?
What?
His real name is Kim.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. That's a piece of advice or piece of information you can go home with.
Kim Coates.
Yeah.
He played that one cop movie recently where he dies over and over again.
These facts are less interesting than the ones Dave had.
I know. I have an uncle named Kim.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
And a wife. And a wife named Kim. Yeah.
She comes second, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything for her.
She's not a person and she comes second.
Let's move on.
It's a great woman's day for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Hi, this is Siri. I would never, never, ever listen to the Earth Station 1 podcast. Who the heck says howdy anyway? Why don't you listen to Chris Hardwick instead? I can get you his information. The Nerdist is everywhere anyway, haha. That was a joke. The Earth Station 1 podcast. It's time to let your inner geek out to play. You can find them at www.earthstation1.com or up on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Peace, and we're done.
So it's that fabulous time of the week where we get to ask, what's tickling your geek this week?
All right, let's do it. I got something.
All right, go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, might as well.
It's something we watched when Dave was over here earlier waiting for you guys to show up. And
was it porn?
It was not porn. That does not tickle my geek. Tickle something else. We watched like a 16-minute playthrough of the new Shadows of War, the Lord of the Rings game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the trailer.
Not the trailer.
It was like 16 minutes of gameplay.
Oh, cool. I want to check that out.
It was amazing.
Yeah, I'll go home and check that out. I didn't know they had that.
What's the first part of the game? They don't call it Lord of the Rings. It's Shadow of Mordor.
That was the first game.
It's called Middle Earth.
Shadow of Mordor. Okay, yeah. This one's Middle Earth Shadow of War is what this is called.
I've never finished that game. I need to finish it.
He 100%ed it. We were talking about that earlier. I got very, very far. I beat the game, but I didn't get all the 100%
achievements. I don't know if I beat the game. I doubt it. There's a lot of
so good.
Game.
I want to go back to it. This game comes out August 22nd, which is only a few months away, which is weird.
I might just wait till like the game of the year.
Day one purchase for me. I cannot wait for this game. It looks a lot more the same, but they bring a lot of new things to it. The level that they showed was like you're controlling a whole army trying to break into a stronghold. And the way
you can do that in the Shadow
is like actually controlling an army behind you, and it felt very, very big. It felt just like you're playing through a part of a Lord of the Rings like fight scene, you know what I mean?
Cool.
It was really cool. You can ride on a dragon, you can do all this cool stuff.
You couldn't do that in the last game.
What?
You couldn't do that in the last game.
No, couldn't do that. And the big baddie that you fight at the end of this
Sauron.
Video. No, well, different levels have... And it's all randomized, too, so...
Well, wasn't the last one randomized, too?
I don't remember
it being, like, a natural...
The revenge system, or whatever they called it, was randomized. But, like, this one they were talking about how you get to the stronghold, so not any person's going to have the same experience. You're not going to fight the same boss. You're not going to fight. It's not going to look the same. It's not going to be set up the same. It's all randomized.
They tried doing something like that a long time ago with an Indiana Jones game with LucasArts, and that game got canceled really quick.
Which one was that?
It never came out.
Okay.
It was just supposed to be an Indiana Jones game, and it was supposed to take place between like the second movie and the last one.
But I mean, this game definitely has more of the same to it so far. But what they're adding to it just makes me excited to play it. I loved the first game. It was
It was one of my favorite games when it came out that year.
It's probably
like 2014,
2013, maybe.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Have you played that game, Justin?
I have not. Not at all.
You'd dig it, man.
If you want to turn on your Xbox One, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
So, what? All right, then.
What?
What's tickling your geek, George?
I don't know. Y'all are chuckling away. What's y'all chuckling like girls for?
That's awesome. Was that a unicorn?
Yeah.
Here, do it without the hat. It's probably better.
Let's see if I can do it again. That was pretty great.
I think it's getting late because Justin's over here just adding
I didn't realize,
Snapchat features to
our... I didn't
know
Facebook had that kind of feature. I thought that was
only
Snapchat.
I just discovered it like a second ago. Oh my God, it's even better.
All right. I've been like I said, I've been watching like a lot of movies recently. He's just dying laughing over this. You're gonna have to edit all this shit out.
Oh, I'm leaving
shit,
this
that's
in.
Funny.
No one else is gonna know what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh God. All right,
oh my
God. All right, clean slate.
Corpse paint. This is what we're gonna.
All right.
I have tears in my eyes. Oh my God. This shit's so funny. Oh my God. Holy cow.
Are we done now?
I'm done.
Are you sure?
No. He's fucking crying.
Okay.
Can't tell if that's like corpse paint or like
it's a panda.
A panda or something?
It's a panda corpse paint?
Or Kiss. King Diamond, maybe?
King Diamond.
Alright, I turned it off. It shouldn't happen anymore.
It looks like it's still oh no, it's on.
Alright, so George, what's been tickling your geek recently?
Like I said earlier, I've been watching a lot of movies lately. There is this one movie in particular coming out that I'm really excited for called Raw.
Raw?
Yeah, and it's about this.
Eddie Murphy did that a long time ago.
No, that was a stand-up.
Yeah.
This one's like a horror thriller
movie. I got
movie.
In trouble for watching that when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
I loved that movie
dirty.
As a kid. Anyway, this is a horror movie coming out called Raw, and it's about this girl who starts getting the fascination of eating raw meat, and it just keeps anting up higher and higher until the point it gets to the point where she's like killing and eating people.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a cannibalism movie, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's getting rave reviews.
She turned into a zombie?
I don't know. No? This could be like the beginning of a zombie plague.
It's like that Drew Barrymore TV show on Netflix.
I refuse to watch it because it has Drew Barrymore in it.
Roll my eye.
It was a good show. I enjoyed
it. It was fun.
It looked stupid.
Yeah.
Nah, it was pretty fun.
It was good.
Stupid.
What would you know? You're a panda.
A panda.
Panda
a
face.
Big fat panda face. Anyway, I'm really excited for that movie. It should be coming out this month sometime, and I'm going to go check that out.
Is it theater wide? Like, is
yeah,
it going to be everywhere?
Well, I think it's selected theaters. Okay. I know Alamo Drafthouse is going to be carrying it because it's like a spotlight feature for them. So if you're like a Victory Awards member, you'll know about it. But check it out. If you see it in your theaters, go check it out. It looks good. Go check out a trailer. It's called Raw.
When they opened up the Alamo Drafthouse near me, I'm definitely going to be going a lot more.
The one in Sugarland?
Sugarland, yeah.
They're opening one down here, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
I might have to come and join you guys.
Exactly. Because the only one around now is
the Mason
Park, right?
Well, they had one in the north side, and Vintage Park,
yeah.
And they
now
lost
it's,
the contract there.
Yeah, Studio Movie Grill or whatever it is again.
Who cares? Yeah. Movie Tavern, I think is what it's called.
Crappy knockoff.
Yeah.
So, what's been tickling your geek?
Mine's also a horror movie, and
is this the trailer
I showed the trailer to you earlier. I saw the trailer earlier today. I had heard about this movie like sometime last year. There was like a little teaser for it. It looked kind of cool. The new trailer dropped within the last couple of days. A movie called The Void.
Oh, looks I heard about this. Awesome. It looks awesome.
It looks really good.
I can see why you're totally into it. It looks like a
it's all like
cultist
cultists
movie.
And yeah, mystery.
It looks super weird.
It looks really weird, and I'm quite excited about it.
I think we're going to show that at Alamo Drafthouse as well.
Cool. I wasn't even sure if it was going to get a theatrical release, because I think the movie was like kickstarted or something like that, or some kind of crowdfunded.
It looked really good.
It did look really good. So I'd totally forgotten about it, and then I saw the trailer pop up earlier and was like, oh, I remember hearing about this movie and watched it and was like, yeah, this movie is going to be great. Dope. So they're calling it like an 80s throwback movie. Yeah. And I guess I can see that, especially in how they handle like the title graphics and stuff like that. It has that kind of a look to the logo design and everything.
And plus, it's all the rage right now.
That's kind of thing.
And it looked very gory, too.
Without that prompting, I'm not sure if I would have immediately made that connection, because I don't feel like it's blatantly 80s throwback in the same way that some other stuff has been. But I think it's more of a modern movie taking its filmmaking cues from that era.
I think you're right there.
Yeah. So I don't think its intent is to evoke nostalgia in like that sense of a throwback. I just think that they're using those old movie sensibilities.
Yeah, you're using old 80s horror movie tropes to make
this. And that's just off the trailer, so who knows?
I mean, watching the trailer, there is definitely parts of like, oh, it's fucking Hellraiser right there.
There's like Hellraiser, there's, you know, some The Thing, and, you know, all that stuff.
Ghost music videos.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Justin?
Well, first of all, I'm very excited about
our Kickstarter launch, right?
Well, the Kickstarter launch for sure.
Guys, come on. But mostly, you can't be excited about your own shit all the time.
I'm really excited about Samurai Jack coming back for a limited edition miniseries.
I've never seen that.
It's a limited run, I think. Like eight episodes?
I think it's eight.
Yeah.
But
I'm excited.
I'm excited for the end of the story.
It's supposed to be like super violent.
Yeah. It looks really good. All the trailers make it look awesome. Definitely.
Hopefully they give it like a good solid ending. Because it kind of like in the last season, the fourth season, just kind of like nothing really happened.
What is Samurai Jack about?
So it's about the samurai.
His name is Jack?
His name is Jack.
That's all I need to know. I'm good.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think that this is a nice little thing that Cartoon Network's doing to give closure to the people that were fans of that show.
Are they
going to
do that with Metalocalypse?
I was about to say Metalocalypse. Why can't they do that with Metalocalypse?
This kind of establishes the ground for that to become a real thing.
Maybe. We'll see.
It won't.
It won't. I doubt it. But anyway, Samurai Jack is about this samurai. His village was destroyed by this godlike monster named Aku. And he goes away to train to defeat Aku. And he knows Aku finds out a way that he can do it. And he sends him through time into the future. And now in the future where Aku is king kind of deal.
Yeah, Aku rules the whole world. And he's the only person who's really resisting him.
And he's trying to find a way to destroy him and get back to his time and destroy Aku.
Yeah,
sounds interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Is there comedic elements to it?
Oh yeah,
sometimes.
Totally.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
He has like his best friends, like this one-legged Scottish dude who one of his legs is a machine gun.
Okay.
And he has a big belt and his big the belt for his kilt.
Scotsman.
Like, Scotsman. Yeah.
Scotsman.
Scotsman.
Yeah.
A
great character.
he has his giant sword. He can't swim very well. And
like any good Scotsman.
Yeah, well, there's good backstory for every character in the series, and
I think everybody came back for the show. Like, even the creator of the show is doing most of the episodes, what I understand.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I have all the seasons at home. It's pretty great.
There's also a comic announced this week at Emerald City Comic Con that I'm kind of excited for, because I know a lot of people that are working on it. It's Martian Manhunter versus Marvin the Martian.
Really? Interesting. Okay.
It looks hilarious. Like, I don't have any real details behind who's working on it, but like Aaron Lopresti's on it, Frank Barbieri, Steve Orlando. Like,
oh, wow.
There's a lot of people.
Is it going to be like a limited run, or?
I think it's going to be a mini series, but like, you can check out the cover of the first book for our Facebook audience, and then for you guys. It looks really fun.
Dude, Marvin the Martian looks scary.
I know.
It's the first time he looks kind of badass.
I love Marvin the Martian.
I think it's going to be really funny. I like that whole That's team. Awesome. So, yeah, there you go, Carrie.
Let me see this.
Let wow. Carrie see this.
That's pretty awesome.
It is pretty awesome. So those are two things that I'm kind of excited for.
Cool. Yeah. Anything more cool news coming out of Emerald City Comic Con that you know about?
I mean, there was a lot. It's hard. At least we should do like a whole episode talking about.
Oh, okay. Maybe next episode.
Maybe next episode. Yeah. When I have time to prepare.
Word.
Hashtag ECCC.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Hashtag, hashtag.
That's what it's called.
I know.
You should know.
I do know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate right. that.
Let's wrap it now. Up.
Cons are all the same in the dark.
That's true. So that brings us to the end of episode 125 of the Metal Geeks podcast. This is
wow,
a little bit...
125. Man, we're getting up
it's
there.
It's a milestone.
Yep.
We've been on since, like, 34 or something like
holy
that.
Holy shit, really?
Y'all started, like, episode 34?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
He wasn't doing a weekly back then, though.
No. We're still not really doing a weekly now.
It's more like every 2 weeks.
it's when we can weekly.
Yeah.
And we're all busy, you know. It's understandable. It's fine. We have lives, you know.
Speaking of lives.
Oh, speaking of lives.
I don't know. I thought you were going to go somewhere with that.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the Contra code.
The Contra code? I don't know that. Do you? I don't know it by heart.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA start. 30 Ooh. Lives, Contra. Come on.
All right.
It's a mantra.
I
live my life by that, man.
I didn't play Contra enough to memorize that.
He gets up every morning and jumps. You don't see
him. I go up, up, down, down, left, right.
Does it work?
When I get to the start point, that's where I get fucked up. I don't get to finish.
Yeah. Is that what she said?
Oh, okay. So, Logan, huh?
Yeah. It was an awesome movie. You should go see it. This is supposedly Hugh Jackman's last movie, or last Wolverine movie.
He did say at one point that he would play the character again if he was in one of the Avengers movies.
I thought he said that about Deadpool, if he was in a Deadpool movie.
I heard about the Avengers.
I heard Avengers as well, and that's not going to happen.
It could. Spider-Man.
It won't happen.
I don't know.
If anything, they can just digitally recreate him now.
Yeah.
He'll just be in the background.
Thanks, Star Wars.
Right?
Disney got that.
Grand Moff Wolverine.
Disney got that money.
I mean, recently, Hugh Jackman, he's like, has like this weird, like, cancer, like, thing on his nose.
Cancer thing?
Yeah, he's like some kind of weird melanoma or something. He's had, like, taken off like 6 times. This keeps on coming back.
It's a healing factor, yeah.
It is a healing factor.
Or, Australian sun.
I think that's what he said it was. Being out in the sun too much, I guess.
Yep. Wear more sunscreen.
Well, now he's not playing Wolverine. He can eat whatever the hell he wants now.
Real Steel 2.
Hey, Real Steel wasn't all that bad.
No, Real Steel was fine.
He's got to pay the bill.
Rocky with robots.
Yeah, Rocky with robots.
Yeah.
It's pretty much what it was.
Or what was that? Over the Top? You ever seen Over the Top?
Over the Top. Yeah. It's like one of my favorite movies.
It was like if Rocky and Over the Top meshed in one movie.
And Karate Kid.
That's right.
I will watch Karate Kid anytime it comes on TV. If I flip by
that and Karate Kid too.
I'm watching it.
There was an episode of The Goldbergs that we watched yesterday from a couple weeks ago that was all about Karate Kid.
I saw that one. It was pretty funny. I'm waiting for the Kevin Smith one.
Yeah, they go to see Batman?
Yeah, they go see Batman.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Hopefully.
I like that
I wonder what the actual plot's going to be.
I love that show.
Like, the whole plot can't be them going to go see Batman.
No, I think it is.
I'm pretty sure the plot's going to be like Barry's going to think he's Batman.
Probably.
They're probably going to go to the store to buy Batman cereal and shit. Remember that?
I do remember
you know
that.
How popular Jeez. That was? Yeah.
I actually had some of that cereal.
So did I.
And Adam Goldberg would probably Robin.
I had some of the SpaghettiOs, Batman SpaghettiOs.
I had those too.
Yeah.
The Batman had a little marshmallow bat, like bats, didn't it?
Yeah, and it had the car, which was the most important one, marshmallow car.
Yeah.
The Batman trading cards?
The Batman trading cards and the Ninja Turtle trading cards.
I still have a pack of Batman trading cards. Not even opened.
I gave it to you.
Did you? No.
At the live show. The very first Comical Live show, we handed those out to everybody.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, that's where you got them, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty much worthless, but...
Yeah, we bought them for like 30 cents each, because they have that chewing gum in them from like 1982.
We should all...
gum is probably older than that.
We should all open it on the next episode and have a piece of that gum.
No, I'm okay.
We talked about doing that on the podcast panel, remember?
We should still do it.
We can always buy more of that shit.
They always sell them at cons.
Yeah, they always have those old cards at cons. Yeah.
Too overpriced.
We might have to get like Golden Girls cards or something. But
speaking of Ming, we're going to be bringing the Comic Palooza podcast program back very soon. He's going to be part of it. He's already agreed to do whatever he can to help promote the podcast. So you guys out there, get your podcast ready because sign up is happening soon. I'm signed up for it.
Does Metal Geeks get to be there?
Maybe. I might know a guy.
Yeah. Depends if the guy in charge lets him in. Yeah.
I know. I heard that guy is sort of douchey sometimes, so you never know.
Mind Fudge might be okay, too. You know.
Hopefully.
I heard no on that one.
Especially if we're scheduled at the same time. That's going to be kind of a hard one to do.
That's true. So you guys want to talk about our sponsor? Our great and wonderful sponsor?
Of course. Take it away, Carrie.
No, this is your turn, dude.
I do it every episode.
You were late this time, so...
Oh, god damn it.
I'll even be nice. I'll even pull up the verbiage for you.
The verbiage? We have verbiage?
We have verbiage.
You didn't know that, did you?
We didn't have verbiage. That's a lie. So anyway, tweakedaudio.com. You want some good headphones? You want to fill your ear holes with greatness? Go to tweakedaudio.com.
Make ear holes great again?
Yeah. And type in Metal Geeks, get 33% off your order, free shipping, and lifetime guarantee. The very awesome headphones, we use them here at the home base.
That's right, we do.
And so, put some greatness in your ears. Tweaked Audio.
And what's the special on it?
What's the special on it?
What kind of special can I get?
I told you.
Do it again.
Metal Geeks.
I wasn't paying attention.
At the checkout code. And then you'll get 33% off with a lifetime guarantee and free shipping.
All right.
Sounds good. He listened this time.
I listened this time.
Anyway, tweakedaudio.com. Get some.
So we are doing this show very late. I think we're all super tired, and we all have to work tomorrow. So
you're welcome, Tweaked Audio.
You're welcome.
That's the best you're going to get.
Any other last-minute topics anybody wants to mention? Before we give our social media handles and all that good stuff?
Watch some great TV. Legion's out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoying Legion.
Taboo is out.
I haven't watched Taboo yet.
Taboo is pretty great.
I watched the pilot on Legion.
The pilot was kind of everywhere, but if you stick with it, it gets
better. I plan to definitely stick with it.
Yeah, I just finished the fourth episode. I really am digging the show a lot. They're doing a lot of cool stuff with it.
I think they're only doing 8 episodes for Legion.
For the first season or just over?
I think that's how they're trying to, because they're hour and a half episodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. Wow. I didn't know they were that long.
Or hour 24 with breaks.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Show's good.
Are there any shows that you guys had been watching and you sort of like have given up on?
Arrow, I gave up on
Flash. Walking Dead.
Walking Dead a long time ago.
I was about to say Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah. Whatchamacallit comes back next week. The Karate Show on AMC.
Karate Kid.
No, man.
Into the Badlands.
Thank you.
That's going to be awesome.
I have that season one, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anybody seen Doctor Strange as it came out on Blu-ray?
No.
No.
Or Moana?
No.
I haven't had any money to buy anything.
Have you seen Moana yet?
No.
Have you seen Moana yet?
Oh, yeah.
Moana.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great.
I've seen Moana twice in theaters.
Twice?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's really good. I want to see the Maui short film that came out with it.
There's a lot of deleted stuff, too, apparently.
Oh, right on.
Very cool.
So, that about... does it for us, I think.
So, yeah, this is wrapping up episode 125 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I have been one of your hosts. I have been Carrie the Metal Geek. And you can find Metal Geeks podcast all over the internet. I threw a wrench into the thing. At Metal Geeks, the Twitters, the Facebook, the Instagrams, the Facey Space. You can find us, of course, on iTunes. Subscribe. Search for Metal Geeks or MSRcast. It's our sister show, our heavy metal show. We came up with a great topic earlier while we were watching the Shadow of War trailer.
Yeah,
we had a great discussion of how many heavy metal bands have named themselves after something from Lord of the Rings.
It's a
long list.
It's a lot.
So I think that'll be our next episode of the MSRcast show.
Cool.
I think Sean will really dig that part of it.
Yeah, he should.
Nerds!
Nothing wrong with that. You can also find us on Stitcher and Google Play. And while you're on iTunes, subscribe and give us your reviews, your 5-star likes, and all that good stuff. Because
tell your friends about the show.
Tell your friends, because it really does help more people find the show. So, also, you can find us on ESOpodcast.com and one more very new site coming soon. Not ready to announce it quite yet. But where can they find George and Justin?
I'm your George. Turn. He's Justin. It's okay.
He's only known us for like a few years.
Wait a minute, you're George?
I'm George. He's Justin.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right. But it's okay.
Okay, I got you now.
You want to go first?
Sure. Check out our podcast, Mind Fudge Comedy. You can find it at mindfudgecomedy.com or on iTunes or Stitcher or SoundCloud or anywhere. On Twitter, we're at mindfudgers, and on Facebook, it's Mindfudge Comedy.
Also, you can find out our new comic book, Speak No Evil. We're at Grey Bear Comics. It's G-R-A-Y. Issue 1 and 2 are available on our website and Comixology. Issue 2 will be on Comixology very soon.
Check out Issue 2 because I'm in it.
That's right. And the Kickstarter for Issue 3 launches on March 18th.
Can I be your new Stan Lee?
Maybe. I don't know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Put me in like every issue, like just a little cameo.
We'll think about it.
Okay. They're not going to stay in that town for very long.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
That throws a wrench into the problem.
You may show up again later.
Okay.
I want to die in the anyway, Grey Bear Comics. Also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's G-R-A-Y. And check it out. Please support. Share it with your friends. And help us make our comic book come a reality.
Please do, guys. We appreciate it.
And Dave. Brutal Doom.
Brutal Doom here.
That's just too much. Brutal Dave is good.
BDD.
You can find me and my artwork at Red Viking Dave on Instagram and Twitter. And now Facebook. I finally opened a Facebook page for my art, so you can follow me there now as well. And I should be selling prints online soon. In the meantime, for the next 2 months, you can find me at me and my wife in our booth at Sherwood Forest Fair, which is outside of Austin. The name of the booth is Battle Maiden Fine Arts. We're booth number 408, so if you find yourself out that way, come by and say hello.
Drink some mead and buy some art.
Indeed.
Word.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in to this episode, and I have one last thing that we have to say.
Keep it metal.
And always keep it geeky.
And keep balls.
Keep it geeky.
Keep it balls?
Keep it geeky.
Ball geeky balls.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It's all the same in the dark.
Got your last one in, didn't you?
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.